Hello, dear friends, and welcome once again to the Great Library of Dreams. You join us tonight for another reading in our M.R. James summer season. Now, in this little series, we've been delving into assorted writings by the Master of Ghost Stories that often showcase a lighter side to his personality and have been linked by a common theme of being written about places that were very important to him in his lifetime. Indeed, places that were very close to his heart. We began with a poem about his childhood home, Great Livermere in Suffolk. And tonight, we have a second verse, also written about Great Livermere and its surroundings. I think it's very telling that, so far, we only actually really know of two poems that M.R. James wrote, and both were about Great Livermere, about the landscape he grew up and played in. Now, while the earlier poem, The Sounds of the Wood, is very much a paean to the tranquility and peace of that rural corner of the world, this second poem takes that same place and shows off its, shall we say, night side. This verse, known as A Livermere Poem, or Living Night, was written when Monty was 26, and actually away in Cyprus at the time. It was a poem he wrote for his sister, and seemingly with the intention of giving her a pleasant shudder or two. Now, at this stage, James had yet to start writing his famous ghost stories, but I think you'll agree, in this poem, you can hear the seeds of many of his great tales to come, not to mention connections to lighter stories such as After Dark in the Playing Fields, which we heard a couple of episodes back. Anyhow, dear friends, enough of my waffling. Let us pay a visit to the leafy surroundings of Great Livermere once again. However, this time, we're going after dark. Living Night by M.R. James. O William Frog, upon the log, how sweet your accents ring, an airy tune beneath the moon, remote you sit and sing. All through the rushes and in the bushes, odd creatures slip in the dark, and dusky owls with feathery cowls go sweeping about the park. You hear on the breeze, from behind the trees, the Ampton clock begin. And when it is still, how thin and shrill the bell of the hall chimes in. And the horses stir, and the sleepy cats purr, and something moves in the fern. And did you not see, in the hollow oak tree, two eyes begin to burn? You heard a foot pass. It trailed over the grass. You shivered, it came so near. And was that the head of a man long dead that raised itself out of the mere? Then a call came clear from over the mere and died in the night beyond. And the moorhens woke, and you heard a croak from the swan on the judgment pond. Four black things with eyes of flame in the hour before the dawn, and their dry throats cluck, for they long to suck the blood of a sleeping fawn. But all around, from the trees and the ground, the elves and the owls creep on, and the black things shrink, and we rather think that their chance of a meal is gone. There blows a dull breath over Trosten Heath, and the cocks are crowing afar, and a pool of blood in the old broom wood looks up at the morning star.
Thank you.
This podcast was produced by Mr. Jim Moon, with music from the Eldritch Light Orchestra. If you enjoyed this show, please consider leaving us a review or a rating so other people can find it. If you really like the show, consider buying us a coffee at coffee.com/hypnagoria or becoming a Patreon at patreon.com/hypnagoria, where subscribers can get exclusive new shows every month and access the Patreons only podcasting vault. For more nonsense, call into our site, hypnagoria.com, where you can find all manner of essays and articles on the weird and the wonderful, plus my other podcasts, plus links to YouTube and all the usual social media gubbins. This has been a Great Library of Dreams production.